Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Another edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann, and we're talking about traffic in Nelson Mandela Bay today. For almost a year and a half, speeding motorists in Nelson Mandela Bay have enjoyed impunity very much, as the municipal contract overseeing traffic cameras was cancelled in September 22, and it has still not been renewed. To discuss the issues surrounding that and the way forward, Municipal Traffic and Licensing Services Director Warren Prince joins us now. Warren, good morning. Thanks for your time. What is going on?
Morning, Darren. Yes, quite a lot is going on. But I can say that we on track with what we want to roll out. As you indicated, that we did have a contract in place that was which we conclude in 2021. That was supposed to be running and expire in 2024. But due to the service level agreement, there are certain clauses within the service level agreement that the company must perform according to certain criteria, of which they have not. So in terms of that service level agreement, we invoke a certain clause to cancel the contract. After that, we went through a process that we wanted to look at the second and third bidder, but due to a legal opinion, we were advised that we rather have to start afresh, which we've done. So in 2022, that contract was cancelled, and we immediately started a new process. There was a few delays in the new process, but that was ironed out. And then in 2023, we actually went through the process where it went to the bid specifications committee, and it was advertised. The advertisement closed in December 2023. And then it was referred to the bid evaluation committee. Now, at the bid evaluation committee, we put a clause in to cover ourselves and to make sure that we don't sit in the same predicament, where we were going to do a site inspection to see whether the companies that that qualify do comply with the requirements and what we've set out in our requirements. That date must still be determined. So once they've done the site inspection, they will come back and they will evaluate the bidders and submit it to the bid adjudication committee. So once the bid adjudication committee is satisfied and they've endorsed the process, then a successful bidder will be appointed, of which we will then enter into a service level agreement and start the contract. So obviously, one wants to know how long it is still going to take.
Yes,
we do push for that process to be finalized ASAP so that we can get our cameras and operations up and running.
But as we speak, and until that process is finalized, Warren, we don't have traffic cameras operational around Nelson Mandela Bay. That is the position we're in, right?
You're 100% right, but what we're currently doing is we do conventional speeding. What that is consists of is we do have a pro laser camera, where we actually, like the old school, we stop you and we write you a ticket. So we still do speeding, but not in terms of the volumes that we normally generate with digital speed cameras.
In terms of rands and cents, this has got to hit you in the pocket quite hard. What sort of money are we talking about? What gets lost as a result of traffic cameras not being operational?
Look, we made quite a few revenue with the cameras. To give you figures out of the head, it's slightly difficult, but yes, we lost millions, but we also, at this stage, we generate also the money, and we've actually had a warrant team that is actually now clamping down on getting our revenue in. But if we look at amounts of the, look at, if you request, let me say.
If I might interrupt, Warren, can we make a comparison? The last financial year where you did have traffic cameras operating for the entire year, the figures I have say that that was the 21-22 financial year, and the municipality collected around 35 million rand, whereas in the first 8 months of the new financial year, only around 3.8 million rand had been collected. So yes, it is quite a punch.
Yes, no, I was actually looking for that figure now to give you a sense. So you're 100% right. That is what we're currently doing. And that 3.8 million is basically on handwritten notices that the officers is actually issuing. So with the cameras, it's having an impact on our revenue. And that's why we're very serious in moving forward and try to expedite this thing to the BAC so that we can have our cameras back on the road and also to increase law enforcement. It's not only just a revenue issue for us, but it's also a law enforcement matter in terms of bringing order to the city if you look at speeding.
So as we speak, we don't have traffic cameras operational around Nelson Mandela Bay. Hopefully, they're going to be operational again soon. I am hoping I can ask you for some assurance, Warren, that it's not going to happen overnight without any warning. Will you tell motorists when the new cameras are operating?
No, definitely. We try to be transparent. This is the new norm in terms of traffic enforcement, to be transparent. So we will put a communication out to the public to say that our cameras is back. Be careful. Be safe. Drive within the speed limits. And when we prosecute, we don't need to explain, but you never informed us. So we'll definitely let them know where the process is going to start, and then we'll take it from there.
Fantastic. We appreciate you joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. The Municipal Traffic and Licensing Services Director, Nelson Mandela Bay, Director Warren Prince. Have a good day.
Great start there. Thank you very much.
We continue our chat now about the traffic cameras that aren't around Nelson Mandela Bay. And we've got the Democratic Alliance, the official opposition in council, their spokesperson for safety and security, Councillor Gustav Rotenbach, joining us now on Behind the Herald Headlines. Councillor, thank you for your time. Motorists have been rather lucky the last year and a bit, not having traffic cameras to deal with when they're speeding around Nelson Mandela Bay. How are we going to sort this issue out?
Darren, good morning. Good morning to your listeners. And thank you for having me on your show. Darren, this is unfortunately the sad state of this metro. We are battling for more than a year, going up to 2 years, on this problem of no speeding cameras on our roads. That's no wonder the carnage on our roads is what it is at this stage, because there's no real speed checking that's taking place. So the problem is it has to go through processes. And we are sitting with a huge problem at this stage with our supply chain management. The biggest holdup is when it gets to the supply chain management to award a tender or a contract to the service provider who won the tender. So that is what our problem is. We are addressing the situation to see if we can open up the supply chain management. We must remember that we had a contractor in place, but unfortunately, he didn't perform to the standard of what the traffic department wanted to. And so that contract had to be cancelled. Now, to cancel the contract, you have to take it back to the processes to get it cancelled. And that also took some time for the previous contract to be terminated. So that is where we are now. We are busy with a new tender, and hopefully sooner than later, the contract might be awarded. I know the process is now at the bid evaluation stage, and then that committee must also do inspection to formalize a report to be tabled. And then the appointment will be endorsed and a service level agreement will be concluded. Hopefully, sooner than later, we will have our traffic cameras back on the street. I can assure motorists and residents of the metro that from my side and from my parties, the DA side, we are pushing hard for this because of the road traffic lawlessness on our roads, the carnage on our roads, and especially also the fact that, so many traffic lights are down. So that is where we are at the process at this moment, Devin.
Just a thought on the revenue that's been lost. It must have left quite a hole as far as revenue collection goes for the municipality.
Oh, yes. We are losing millions and millions of revenue in this matter. Further of great concern to me, that from September 2023, up to December 2023, 7,494 traffic cases, and that will include speeding and other law enforcement on our roads, have been removed from the court road, the municipal court road, 7,000, so nearly 7,500 cases has been removed. And I'm busy to query that also. Why is that figure so high? And we have asked for on many occasions that more magistrates must be appointed, prosecutors, and more traffic courts to open. But unfortunately, you have to speak to the Justice Department to get more magistrates to our courts to address all these issues.
We appreciate you joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. He's the spokesperson, Safety and Security, for the Opposition Democratic Alliance in the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality. Councillor Gustav Rotenbach, have a good day, sir.
Thank you, Darren. Keep well. Cheers.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.